Oh, Dip. It's the Conversation Hat podcast, a show for geeks, artists, and terrible people. This week, we are joined by the wonderful Emily Slade. Emily is one of the hosts of the In a Barbie World podcast, where her and co-host Stephen work their way through every Barbie movie. I didn't know there were this many. I'm scrolling through the feed now. That's terrifying. That is too many films. Emily joins us today to answer the questions. If we could change the name of one thing, what would it be? And if we could be someone from a film, who would it be and why? All this and more, much, much more in the Conversation Hat podcast, happening literally now.
The Conversation Hat podcast.
Oh, we watched fucking, where's your little flame boy? We watched House Moving Castle.
Yeah, so someone said, oh, I like your Spirit in a Way tattoo. And I was like, I'm not going to correct you because I'll take the compliment.
Yeah. And I said to Laura, like, yeah, no, that's the one you'd get a tattoo of.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, makes perfect sense.
Castle's great.
Yeah.
Did you get a big hankering for bacon, eggs and bread?
Oh my goodness.
During the kitchen?
No, so more so than
when
normal.
When he cuts that egg with the spoon.
Yeah.
Every
every time that I watch that movie, I need to make sure that I've got bacon, eggs, and like a baguette. So
like
then that happens and I'm like, I'm pausing this and I'm going to go and have breakfast with them.
Yum, yum, yum.
Oh yeah, the ramen in Ponyo.
So good.
Let's jump in. There are format elements to the podcast now, which I don't think there were a year ago. Okay. Welcome back to the...
Wait, did you see that this whole two truths and a lie thing is coming? There's a resurgence?
The what?
There's now people doing, oh, here's two truths and a lie. Like Walker's crisps are even doing adverts now.
Early 2000s networking introductions.
Or like Hinge.
Apparently. Or Hinge getting to know you, that thing that we used to do that you kept taking out of the hat because you didn't like it.
I don't remember.
My idea, I was like, we could put this in. And every time we could come out and go, getting to know you. And then the guests would have to tell us two true things and a lie about themselves.
Yes.
And we guess.
Okay.
And you didn't want to put them in anymore because you lost every time. Every time we...
No, this... That I don't remember this, but this totally...
Every time we... Every time we...
Feels
right.
Feels right.
I was always winning.
And it might just be, a Ben idea. Let's put that in the bin.
Yeah, so that's not happening. But now Walker's doing it. So my ideas are as good as Watsit's.
We didn't invent two truths and a lie.
Are you sure?
We just put the name Getting to Know You on it.
It was a Ben idea, and then the Walkers are doing it. Now it's our idea.
Okay, fine. These are format elements that I've introduced.
I hate them.
He's a real piece of shit about all of these. Welcome back to the Conversation Nap Bedcast, format element number one, with your host, Ben. Pick a number.
Four. I always pick four because it annoys him.
With your hosts, Breathe Pearson and Liam Inhaler. Thank you.
Yeah, that was better than some of the...
It's better than some of them.
Some of the shit that we've put out.
Emily, pick a number.
Seven.
Today we are sponsored by Inaccurate Gumtree Listings. Ben, what do Inaccurate Gumtree Listings have for our listeners this
Inaccurate week? Inaccurate Gumtree Listings have got flame-powered horses.
Whoa.
Nice.
Trees made out of chewing gum.
Oh.
Oh.
They've got Liz Tings.
What's this?
This is a lady.
Yes, Inaccurate. Yeah, got it.
She has everything wrong.
Wasn't she PM for a bit?
Yeah, but not as long as the lettuce.
Topical. That was a year ago. But it still really works, apparently. Good to know.
Did you know if she lives until she's like 93...
Fingers crossed.
Then she will have spent more time at the yearly thing where all the ex-prime ministers go and stand around.
Checkers?
Nah, they televise it. Not that one. But it's like, here's a yearly, maybe a memorial service or something.
Oh, okay.
And they all go there. If she
family.
Lives till she's like 93 or something, she'll have spent more time at the memorial thing than she did as Prime Minister.
Good God.
Oh, as in like by the minute?
At least by the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fun. She's one of the few people that has nearly anything she does with her life will be longer than the time she spent
100%.
Serving as Prime Minister.
I think Jesus spent more time in the desert than she did as Prime Minister.
40 years.
Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights.
That's what I thought.
40 years.
Yeah, no. That would be really long.
It was Moses and his guys that spent 40 years in
wandered
the desert.
Wandered the desert for 40 years, I think, yeah.
Shit, though, that's crazy.
It's too long. It's too long.
That's where circumcision comes on.
The desert?
Yeah. This might be something that I was told as a child and was just lied to or misremembered.
No.
It might be gently racist, I'm not sure.
If this is something your parents have told you, 100% is real.
I don't know about that. But it was like, because there wasn't much water to wash with, So they would use sand and stuff to get dead skin off. And that would be very sensitive to do in a certain area if it was constantly covered in skin.
But it would still need to be washed. And it's more painful to be washed with sand once you've got that extra layer of...
And if there isn't that protection, surely there's...
No, because then that goes away and then it toughens it up.
I don't like all of the images that are flooding my head right now.
This is all awful, all of it, all of it.
That's why Darth Vader hates sand.
Is that why Darth Vader hates sand?
It's coarse and it roughs it and it gets everywhere. It's not circumcised.
Didn't he grow up in, like, the sand land?
He did grow up... Maybe he was circumcised then. Yeah.
But he wasn't wandering the desert. They had, like, a sand igloo, a siglu. That's what they read the books, people. That's what they call it.
Really?
Are you joking?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
How would I know this?
For 2 seconds then, I was like, yeah, I'll buy it. Yeah. That sounds like something George Lucas would come up with.
Secretly,
I mean, there's the bad guy that sells death sticks is called, like, Bad Death Sticksman.
Yeah.
He's a ridiculous name like that. So, yeah, Siglu's.
Siglu.
I'll buy it.
Bug it, why not? This is the closest recording to the Easter holiday. I don't know if this will be our Easter episode. I don't know when we're going to release this. I haven't thought ahead. I thought I'd do what I did for the Valentine's episodes and write some Easter jokes. So I made an attempt at an Easter joke, and it is not my best work, but would you guys like to hear it nonetheless?
Crack on.
My one Easter joke.
Let's hear your yolk. I'm excited.
I have three Easter jokes. Did you guys hear about the Easter bunny who sat on the stove?
No.
They had hot cross buns.
Oh, that's just animal cruelty.
He did it to himself, so.
Kinky.
Yes, I sort of knew you'd say that. So that concludes the formatted elements of this show, and now it's just inane gossip for a bit.
Great.
The hat is a real hat. It's a very small bowler.
Mm.
Today.
Today it's a bowler.
Yeah.
Small bowler.
Does it change?
Yes.
Oh.
Sometimes it's
a multidimensional being.
Okay.
Interdimensional. So it can...
Yeah, it can be in and out of multiple ones.
Oh, yeah, no, I suppose you're right. Again, sorry, Ben says things and I'm like, no! No!
Take it back!
At least he hasn't got the spray bottle to bring.
Emily, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy life to talk to us, of all people.
No, it's
what
fun.
A weird move. So you've done the podcast before and you're like, yeah, no more.
Yeah, I'll do
more,
that again.
More in person. how are you doing? What are you up to these days?
Stuff, you know.
Stuff, and yeah.
Surviving.
Surviving.
Flirt and fight every day. Picking one and going with it.
Picking a fight. Who do I not like the look of today? Who's going to get it? Do you have any... I'm improvising. This is a bad idea. Do you have any Norwich advice for someone that recently moved to Norwich?
Bodega stall. Cock joke.
Yes. That was the one that I had.
Oh, my God. They can never take it away. This is turning into an advert now for a stall on Norwich Market. But fully, I turned up one day and I was enjoying all of the different array of sandwiches, and then they had the cock joke, and I was like, because they basically put maple syrup on a hash brown in a sandwich, and I was
like, we need to stop the podcast and go right now.
Like, fully, I was like, and it's called cock joke. Which the best part of that is knowing that everyone's going to pick it because it's the scrummiest thing on the menu, but no one wants to say it. So you sit and you watch, and they're like, I don't know how to pronounce it, at number 67, and they're like, cock joke.
I straight up went, I want the cock sandwich.
Cock joke. it's truly delicious. That is what I would recommend for anyone coming into Norwich. And once you've gone there, you go to, again, this is just becoming an advert for Norwich Market, you go on over to And Eat It, I think is what it's called.
Not been to that one yet.
Which is like, mate, it's like a pie, but made with like a Milky Way. Or like you'll have like a Buena Kinder bar and it'll be like in a big like, and it's like so cheap. They give you like cookie dough in a bowl.
It's like, do you want a cookie or do you want a brownie or do you want us to just mash them?
And you're like, yes, all of the things.
All of that.
And it takes like several days to eat, at least it does for me.
You have a bite and go, well, I'm full of that now.
I love that cookie pies have become like a thing. Me and Laura, we will mail order from Clever Cookie. This is an advert now. Saw them on TikTok. You just get like a box of, it's just like massive pie-shaped pies with like Kinder Bueno, Mars bars, whatever.
And it's delicious. Like, it's a real and they're all problem. On Norwich Market, so that as well.
That's more of a problem.
And then to like walk that all off, just do all the walks, because there's loads of walks. I've touched a lot of grass in the last couple of weeks, and there's a lot of grass to touch, so.
What's your favourite patch of grass in Norwich?
Great question. I think
these are the questions the listeners are thinking. So,
100%. I'm trying to think of like
my favourite is the little bits of grass that are growing in my garden.
Ah.
After I've just I went, oh, there's some moss on this garden. I'll just rake that up so then the grass can be more brown. And I just raked and went, well, I've got three bits of grass.
Three blades.
And the rest was just moss.
I thought you had like a straight up lawn.
No, that was moss.
That was a moss lawn.
That was people not giving a shit about it. So then I just spent like 15 quid on too much grass seed and just poured it. So now there's grass happening.
I do have grass in my garden, but it's not my favourite patch of grass. Probably like, you know, outside Primark, there's like a tree with a bench and there's a bit of grass under that.
Oh, yeah.
I like
that.
I sat on that bench many a time eating a McDonald's waiting to go to Primark. It's just advert central.
McDonald's is tasty.
And
although the McDonald's here, I have no Wi-Fi. In or outside of it, so I want to use my little code to get all my bonus points.
Oh, and you can't.
And then I'm standing there for 5 minutes in the rain going, I don't want McDonald's anymore, I'm getting cross.
That's not good. You should complain to HR.
We should go Bodega instead.
100%.
Let's do that.
One thing about the cock joke is that it was very messy. Dribbled all the way down my chin.
That's why they give you those, like, lemony wipes.
Wet wipes.
And but then you I just pick all of them.
I had an extra bit of beard at the time, and I just had to stop, because it starts as a sandwich, and then it's just a mass of food that you're just pushing into your face. I loved every second of it. I did not care about the looks I was getting.
Those little napkins are called lemony Snickets.
Aww.
Not true, but...
Love it.
Maybe
though.
It'll catch on.
What came first, the wet wipe or the author?
Weirdly, they arrived at the same time.
Oh.
Yes, it's one of those few moments.
Coincidence.
And like
that's
why they're.
Like a bug's life and ants.
Maybe wet wipes were invented by Walt Whitman.
Walt Whitman.
Almost definitely.
Yeah. And that's why the WW.
Yes, he invented them whilst touching leaves of grass.
And he rose the leaves of grass.
It's secular, this whole thing.
And outside Primark, eating McDonald's.
Walt Whitman with maple syrup down his chin. Just wiping his face on leaves of grass. This should be a poem. Not read it, it's in Breaking Bad, that's how I know. My brother's the kind of guy to have bought the complete works of Walt Whitman but never read them.
Yeah, they're
like
the kind
House of
thing.
Leaves, is you have it on your shelf, but you never
they're a conversation starter, but they're not, because if anyone actually actively started a conversation about it, you wouldn't be able to continue the conversation. You'd be like, yes, I do have a book of poetry. End of conversation.
Yes, I definitely own this.
This is a thing in my house. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah.
I bought and read A Handmaid's Tale just because it was on a list of books that people have said that they read but never have.
So you wanted to be the one person.
So I was like, well, I'm going to fucking read it.
I've actually read The Handmaid's Tale. I'm a big liar about books that I've read. I've not read a single Bronte, but I like to pretend that I have. I try and read Wuthering Heights and I just can't.
Listen to the song. Shorter.
Exactly.
Yeah, you get the gist.
Do the dance.
Kathy has come home from solo.
She's a ghost at the window and Heathcliff's super sad about
She's
it.
She's a ghost?
Yeah. Heathcliff, it's me,
Kathy. That was shockingly accurate. Congrats on all of that.
It's my Kate Bush.
And you're telling us you've never done that before, never rehearsed for hours.
Is that going to be the snippet of the like, that's what you're going
to
cut out of this episode?
Be, now.
Be the advert.
I do
for
really want to get copyright struck just so YouTube notices us. Emily, would you like to do us the honour of pulling a question out from the hat?
Read it out loud.
You just read it out loud and then we try to make sense of it all.
Okay. If you could change the name of one thing forever, what would that thing be and what would you name it?
Wow. I mean, Lemony Snickers would be a great, But I don't know for sure that's not what they're already called.
Would everyone know that it used to be called something else?
That's a good question.
Like, I think butterflies were Flutterbys.
Oh,
and bumblebees were Dumbledores.
That can't be true.
Yeah.
Bumblebees were Dumbledores.
Because they would flutter by. So they were Flutterbys.
But then why change it?
Because people... Probably magic diminishes as time goes on.
And Big Buster probably had
it. Was all magic-y, and then it's going to be all science-y, and we're at the little shitty...
Crossover point. Yeah.
So we've not got enough magic, we've not got enough science for it to become magic again. So they were Flutterbys... because they fluttered by, now they're butterflies, until they're, like, I don't know, like, spread eagles. Spread eagles! Because we're going to have less butter, and so it'll be, like, vegetable
oil. What about margarine doodads? I want to call them margarine doodads.
That could be a good name for the little, like, pats of butter that you get at, like,
in, like, hotels.
Margarine doodads.
Pat does feel a bit like a cow pat when you say a pat of butter. It's like, moo.
But a margarine doodad.
Margarine doodad. Change the name of one thing for it. Yeah, I think it is quite important that people... It's funnier if people know that it used to be something else, mm-hmm. right?
Because then you'll have a whole generation of people insisting on calling it by the old name.
Like marathon bars.
Yes.
And Starburst.
And, well, no, they were...
Frutella.
They were something else.
Opal fruit.
Opal fruits,
yes.
Or Constantinople. You can get a song out of it.
Istanbul.
Hit the generational gap of whenever someone's like, I'm a marathon bar, and you're like, okay, you're so old.
I like going to the gym and saying, I'm training for a Snickers. Done.
What's going to be the next version of that? What is our generation going to insist on calling things? And then the generation below us are going to go, all right, Grandma.
I mean, Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody calls it X,
though.
And no, nobody. I don't think anyone calls 4OD all four.
No.
It's what?
It's called all four, but it's 4OD.
It's 4OD.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know.
I don't think even Channel 4 call it all four.
No, okay.
They've just got the logo as four.
I've seen people call it Zitter, which is quite funny because it's a little bit gross.
Yeah, that sounds...
Why are they calling for all four?
People, merchants of chaos, Ben. Uncertain times. Because Zitter sounds like it could turn into shitter quite easily, and then that's a very funny joke at Elon Musk's expense.
Oh, you could apply X-Men logic, so it should be Charles Xavier, but it's Charles Xavier, so it could be Exeter.
Exeter, because, which is what like everybody did when everyone left. Changed, yeah.
They all went to Exeter.
They all went to Exeter. And we're like, this is much better.
Let's go to Torquay.
Love Torquay.
Yeah, my dad was there for a bit. He lived in a hostel with nurses and refuses to tell us any more about it.
I have no follow-up questions.
Was it an asylum?
Oh, he refuses to answer. He says he had a great
That's
for time.
Him to know.
He's like, Mum, leave the room. I want to
know. I want to find out.
I want to know. Torquay's a magical place, apparently. I went to Torquay. Was it Torquay I went to? My brother, who is the coolest person alive,
okay.
used to be in a Viking reenactment society.
Oh, wow. That is pretty cool.
But he was 15, so Mum always had to go camping with him with the Vikings. All true. All true.
Did she dress up?
No, she didn't.
That's he even did. Better, though. Like yes. a what, 90s era mum
following
in
him
a
around.
Car when, surrounded by Vikings, just like...
Yeah, love it. And there's Toby there in his child size.
I'll pick you up after battle.
And Toby's strategy for battle was if you die early, you can have a nice lie down. Like, then why be a Viking? Why do any of... Why are we in Torquay, Toby?
You're just it's a long way to come.
Lie down.
I mean, that's also a terrible way to reenact, because if you die in battle, then you go to Valhalla and you fight and you drink all the time.
Yeah.
You don't have a lie down.
You don't have a lie down. Was there not a Valhalla
spiritually, bit? He's making more work for himself.
That's Toby. I mean, I've never read Carl Jung, but that does sound like the gist of it. Spiritually too much work. Yeah, so I've seen the bits of Torquay because we stayed in a B&B once while he was camping because he was about...
Vikinging.
Vikinging. Yeah. Because they're originally the Vikes and they went Viking.
Just got camp Vikings in my head now.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, I'll get you.
I love it.
Oh, your helmet's giving me the horn.
Now that's...
Because of...
Very funny, but historically inaccurate, yeah, Ben.
Liam doesn't like it when I make historically inaccurate jokes.
That's true.
It's hard, though. So much misinformation out there.
I'm a big fan of a margarine doodad, I have to say.
Yeah.
If Flutterbys are just going to change their name every what century.
It makes them a bit... Because actually, like, everyone has this idea of butterflies being these fragile, sweet creatures, but when you look at them up close, they're very, like, fluffy and aggressive with the little antennae. Like, they are bugs at the end of the day.
Very long
and, like,
proboscis.
Bugs are, like, ew, so...
Proboscis.
And to you, sir.
It's the long, round-up mouthpiece.
Oh, mouthpiece. Yeah, the, like,
long
weird,
nose.
Like...
Yeah, they go bloop
into the pollen hands. And stuff.
It's like a tongue.
And, like, if you had a bunch of them coming towards you, it would look pretty on film, but actually you'd be like...
Is anyone getting this in 4K?
Where's Attenborough?
Where's it where you need it? No, he'll be there.
Get the Phoenix camera out.
He's always there. See a bush around? That's an Attenborough-shaped bush.
Margarine dot...
Doodad.
Margarine doodad.
Margarine doodad.
Yep.
Answered.
Wow. Big day. The rocket launcher. If you were someone from a film for a day, who would it be and why, Charlotte? Sorry, who would it be and why, Charlotte? Thank you, Charlotte.
Immediate. Don't know where this came from. but like just immediate like bleh answer is Catherine Zeta-Jones in Mask of Zorro.
Oh, that's a good one.
So hot, sword fighting, grey outfits, sexy, everybody loves her.
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas!
Is that the one with Sean Connery in it as well?
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah. Is he the old trainer?
The original fencing fight in the stables where he like undresses her, which is probably very problematic these days, like changed me as a teenager. It was very like, it's a very notable moment in my life. Okay, and I was like, this and David Bowie coming through the French doors in Labyrinth.
Yes, okay.
There's something happening here. So, yeah.
I don't understand it, but this is great.
This is wonderful. I'm going to watch it on repeat.
Do you own many swords?
I do not. I do not own a single sword.
Not a single sword.
Nor do I own a single sort of like flouncy skirt and floofy blouse and half a corset.
But it's springtime. It's floofy blouse and corset weather.
Okay.
And then you can buy a sword.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Complete the look.
We did have at home for some reason a couple decorative rapiers, which is that kind of sword. Mm-hmm. I do also have like a massive, like broad sword that's taller than me and very hard to hold.
I would be too scared to have something like that around the house.
The swords, they've got like little baubles on the end, so they're definitely decorative.
Okay.
But you can still like flick someone with them if you like.
Yeah. We've got Orcrist from The Hobbit.
Yes, nice. You do. Also very romantic.
Got that out in the pub and went, look what I've got! And then they immediately took it off me. Right? We're putting this in the kit. You're that not having sense. This near the... Okay.
Yeah. I always worry with the decorative ones. It's like in Pirates of the Caribbean when she tries to get the sword off the thing and then the whole thing just comes down and then you're like, that's embarrassing.
Or the how the guy in Ghosts got beheaded.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God, yeah.
So funny.
Embarrassing. This thing, swords equal embarrassment. Even Catherine Zeta-Jones ends up naked in the stable. That still want to be her though.
I don't think I'd be embarrassed if I was naked in Catherine Zeta-Jones. I'd just be like, fucking right!
Yeah,
especially
in front
of Antonio Banderas. And like 90s Antonio Banderas as well. So
Antonio Banderas feels like the kind of person that... There's a lot of people like with his level of fame and handsomeness that have gone on to be just awful garbage people. But he seems to have been relatively unproblematic.
That or like just very quiet about it.
Yes, which is also fine.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yes, truly.
No, I've not heard from him. I think he's just doing Puss in Boots these days. Because why the hell not?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
If you just roll out of bed and you can just... Did you see Puss in Boots The Last Wish?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Fucking phenomenal.
Is it really?
It did look really good. Oh, fuck yeah.
It was amazing.
It did look really good.
It had no right to be that good. Don't get me wrong, the first movie is like great, it's fun, it's wonderful. But like this movie, I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Is it Goldilocks the baddie? Is it Goldilocks and the Three Bears?
John Mulaney plays Jack Horner, who's the like actual baddie, and then you've got Goldilocks as this like anti-hero, Florence Pugh with the Three Bears, who are like Ray Winston, Olivia Colman. Like, it's all about family and family and the villain is death, you guys. The villain is death in Puss in Boots: The Last
Wish. Like in real life,
he's fucking death. It's fucking death. Death is a character in that movie, and he follows Puss in Boots around, and he has to confront his nine lives. Like it's so good. If Pinocchio hadn't come out that year, Del Toro's Pinocchio, which was obviously breathtaking, if that hadn't come out that year, Puss in Boots would have deservedly won the Oscar.
Interesting. I might have to give it
a watch. That's now much higher up my to-watch list.
My God, you guys, you're going to be blown away. Like, the animation style, the imagery that they have, like, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse has a lot to answer for in terms of awakening animators to be like, oh, yeah, we can, like, do cool shit.
Oh, yeah, what if we were
What if we were creative?
Yeah, interesting.
And then they do, and they are, and, like, there's a song. It's phenomenal. I cannot stress enough.
Okay.
Get yourself a cock joke and sit down and watch Puss in Boots The Last Wish.
Big day.
Can we stop recording so we can go and watch Puss
in Boots? We can, but everyone has a hard
twice
out.
Twice in cinemas. It was amazing.
That's really interesting. There's a lot of animated movies that have just been really excellent. Mm-hmm. We saw on Netflix the penguins from Madagascar have their own movie now.
And it's so good.
They're minionsing it.
But came out years ago. That came in 2010 or something. Yeah. Benedict Cumberbatch, because you can tell it's him because he can't say penguin. It's genuinely so funny.
Yes.
Again, no right to be that good. They could have phoned it in. And yeah, masterpiece. Yeah. Not a masterpiece, but pretty good.
Strong about things that came from things that had no right to be as good as they are. Mm. Matt Berry from in... What We Do in the Shadows. That's who I pick.
New York City.
Then I don't want to be a dick here, but it is Craig Very Safe Film.
Okay. Well, Taika Waititi in What We Do in the Shadows.
Absolutely fine. Yeah, there you go. Great idea.
Great stuff.
Yeah, we rewatched the film again. The film is still incredible.
It's amazing.
It is. Yeah. Well, I watched it years before What We Do in the Shadows, the series, came out, and it was great. And then I went back and rewatched it recently, and it's still really good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But when you compare the two, the series, I think, is better.
Really?
Because like the movie feels like three episodes.
Oh, really?
Did you not?
I didn't quite get into it. I'm very picky with television. Okay. Whereas like the movie, I've watched a million times, and I love it dearly. And I love that it was like a 10-minute short, 10 years before the movie even came out. And I'm just like, yes, I want to get together with my friends and do a fucking hilarious cult movie that everyone loves, and then it kickstarts my Hollywood career.
I'm
like,
I'm
going to
be friends with Rhys Darby in real life.
Oh my God, tell me about it. I love
him. He's a great...
Werewolves, not swearwolves.
He is a great cryptid podcast.
Oh.
It's really, really good. It's him, a guy called Buttons, which I assume is his real name, and one of the guys from No Such Thing as a Fish.
Oh.
It's a really good, yeah.
Check that out.
Cryptids and shit, man.
Put that in the ever-growing list of podcasts that I don't have time to listen to.
I will not listen to.
Something about podcasts.
I'll go,
Most of them are great, and we just don't have any time.
Oh, I'd love to listen to this, but Baldur's Gate 3.
My voice actor from drama school is Jahira. In that.
No.
Yeah. Tracy Wiles. Big up, Tracy.
Mm.
We're very proud of her.
She's hanging out more.
She's wonderful.
She's
leaning into that as well. Like, you'll find her on Twitter, and I'm so pleased for her.
That's really cool, because I was, I was so excited that they had a couple of those original characters in there as well. And it's just, it's just such a fucking good game.
Which one's Jahira?
Jahira.
She's like the older woman that had, like, she's like a
last
side
light
sort
in.
Of character.
Yes, yes.
In charge.
That's really cool.
The one that has an air of, like, there's clearly more to this character that, as someone that's only played Baldur's Gate 3.
Yes.
Unfortunately, she died.
Oh.
You fucking idiot.
I redid that fucking fight 5 times.
You killed my
and I was
teacher.
Like, well, she's dead now, and it's taken me so long to get this far. I'm not doing it again.
Okay.
I played that for like 2.5 hours
As
and went, I'm
the
sorry.
The bit where the gargoyles come and try to steal the lady.
No, the fight in Moonrise. Only one person died there, and then I was like, oh, that's a real shame, but it's only one person. And then that person was was friends with like every tiefling.
I'm really sorry, but we're not going to stop talking about Baldur's Gate 3.
No, that's
You've
fair.
Opened the door. you did this.
My friend did a thing where she sent me screenshots of all the different like side characters, and I had to guess like what their name was and what their occupation was and stuff. It was very fun. I got quite close. The like pirate guy, I was like, he's a good egg, and he just has parties on his boat and helps people. And she's like, basically, also he has a pet hamster. And I was like, cool. I could write for video
games. Space hamster.
The miniature giant space hamster.
Miniature giant space hamster, yes. He's also in the original Baldur's Gate 2.
Not Jahira. Is it the hamster called Boo?
Boo.
Aww.
Yes.
Go for the eyes, Boo!
Haven't met them yet, but I've seen
very
little...
exciting.
Seen little hints about them.
Yeah.
And I know of them from questing time.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Comedians playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Stream. The Large Red Lady. You seen The Large Red Lady? Large Red Lady.
Karlach.
I'm in love with Karlach a little bit.
No, that's passed me by, I'm sorry.
She's a large, very angry red lady that just kind of wants to hit stuff.
Oh, okay. That's better. Yes. I'm like that sometimes.
Yeah, and she's got an engine instead of a heart that's going to explode.
Oh, me too. I think I did know her. I think I gave her a backstory and called her something different.
This is Susan. She works at Heifers.
The Heifers is going to explode. Books are flammable. You know, she could work anywhere else, but no.
Who would you be in a film?
Yes, sorry, I forgot that we're actually talking about this thing. What films have I seen?
I mean, you can answer that question.
Probably not.
What films have we gone to see?
Dungeons and Dragons film.
That was so good.
That was another one that had no business being.
Yeah,
quite
and I
as
knew
good.
It was going to be great. I watched it and I was like, oh, finally, the mid budget movie is back with like the menu, Barbarian.
Oh my God,
and
the
then
menu.
Like, and then Dungeons and Dragons came and I was like, we have to go see this because it's going to be so good. Chris Pine coming forward as the ultimate Hollywood Chris. It's been a slow burn for me.
With the Battle of the Chris's.
Mate, he's top tier Chris.
Top Chris.
Top Chris.
It was very good. I watched the Warcraft movie that was about World of Warcraft. Oh. I thought it was a really good film.
I thought it was fine. I watched it and I was like, I don't regret the time I spent here.
Like, considering video game movies, particularly of that time,
yes.
I was like, this, in that category, is a good film.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what happens with its character. No, of course not, because the fandom just went, it's not how I would have done it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you're not making the films, are you?
Dungeons & Dragons was such... It was so good, and it was so nice to see these actors from other places. Like, I love that it was giving Dev Patel choosing Airbender after Slumdog Millionaire, where Bridgerton Man had the world at his feet and was like, I'm going to do a Dungeons & Dragons movie, just in, like, a minor role. And you're like, yes, good for you!
Yeah. You guys... played much World of Warcraft?
No.
I envy you. wasted so much of my life. And that's probably why
I don't think I have the patience.
No, you need to really not respect yourself at all in order to, yeah.
I didn't have the bandwidth.
Mentally or literally.
Money.
Yes, and it is expensive. I literally last week re-downloaded Warcraft and I don't know why.
Just watch the movie instead.
It's because I'm sick of thriving, I think. I'm sick of nailing life, so
yeah,
I'm going to, like...
this is your self-sabotage.
Self-sabotage!
That's why I understand Warcraft to be.
No, it totally is. That's why Anders Breivik did what he did.
Did he just say words?
I don't know.
That's why Anders Breivik did what he did. What's a boop boop dim?
The awful guy in Sweden that shot up that camp, he was like a big World of Warcraft player.
Oh.
And that somehow it radicalised him, even though...
They don't have guns in World of Warcraft.
No, but they do in Sweden.
Ah, there's the problem.
Yes. I did like the Warcraft movie. It's one of those films that, like, either needs to decide if it's fan service or not.
Okay.
Because there's lots of stuff like, oh, you're referencing these big things, but you're getting the reference ever so slightly wrong, and that's just going to piss off people.
Oh, that's a shame.
So you've either just got to take all of that and, like, we don't care about the fans, mm-hmm. or we're deliberately making a movie that's just, like, lots of backstory for the fans.
Dungeons & Dragons did that well. They had that reference to the sort of cartoon that you either got or you didn't, and they weren't... Again, I hate it when movies are like, see the thing we're doing? Are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying it? And you're like, come on!
So. I think that you've put the... You've explained to me why I don't like the Handmaid's Tale TV series.
Okay.
Because I read the book first.
I wasn't trying to.
No, but because I'm nearly finished season two, but I'm sat there watching it like this.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, you're doing a lot of it, but you're doing things wrong.
Yep.
Like, the rules, and I'm like, the rules are different in this than the book, but then they
sort of
aren't.
You kind of have to. If you're going to expand it into a TV series across several seasons, you, like, have to give her a name, which she very famously doesn't have in the book, which is, like, really important, but obviously in the TV show, it's like, we can't not have our protagonist have a fucking name. And then, of course, like, the moment for me, I think, was, it was possibly end of season two, a choice was made, and I was like, I'm out. Like, you've lost me completely. Nobody would do that. I don't care for it. Goodbye. The same thing happened to me with Outlander, woman goes back in time and marries the only hot Scottish person there. Like, honestly, there was like a lineup.
Take that,
and
Scotland.
She was like, no, but like,
the only hot Scottish person present. Okay. Not only hot Scottish person.
Throughout all of history, she's time traveled.
She's like
to the
thrown
one.
In front of this lineup of like burly Scots people, and they're all like hairy and ugly and like gross. And then there's just like the hot shaven one on the end, like the killy filly of this lineup. And he's like, she's like, oh, you can go with him. And you're like, well. Good, I guess.
Yes.
And again, she made a choice at the end of season one where she should have gone back. Spoilers for Outlander season one. She should have gone back to her husband in the 40s. She chooses to stay in Scotland. And I was like, I would have come back to find out how you get back. Or does he come into the 1940s? Like, but you've just, like, you've lost me now because why would you do that? Why would you stay in illiterate, plague-ridden Scotland when you could go back to... The 40s.
Yeah, but also
war-ridden 40s.
Men in the 40s, I guess. We know someone in Outlander. Mike Geary from Type 2 You Bleed. He has a little scene with main chap.
Lovely.
That's cool. That's nice, yes. He also does a lot of voice acting for video games.
It's very exciting.
It's very exciting. I want to spend more time.
I'd love to do that because you're just in a studio going, ooh, ah, I can't carry anymore. I am overburdened. I love it.
And we've just recorded your show reel.
That's your show reel.
Great job.
chat with Wuthering Heights.
someone name a film. We need to wrap this up. A film I've seen. Go.
Saw.
Chewbacca. I'll be Chewbacca. Okay.
From Saw.
Chewbacca from Saw.
I'd watch that.
Is he
the one sawing his own?
I want to play.
He's one of the ancillary characters trapped with all the other characters, but he's not referenced that he's obviously a bear. And he's just like...
A Wookiee is not a bear.
They don't know that.
We know this from Four Lions, if nothing else. A Wookiee is not a bear, and a honey monster is not a bear.
No.
What even is? I miss 90s serials that had just fucked mascots.
I agree with the Mighty Boosh, and no one that big should wear a school uniform.
We weren't friends at school, were we? My parents were going to call me Laurie, and that would have truly been character building.
School, you were a mascot for a cereal company. You don't like to talk about it.
Yeah, all the malted balls I could eat.
The Conversation Head Podcast.
Guys, I've written down one title that we have to democratically elect, and it's Margarine Doodad. So let's see if anyone has any other pitches for
malted
titles.
Balls.
Malted balls. I have two titles. Malted balls or Margarine Doodad.
How about Margarine Doodads and subheading Emily's showreel?
Yes. Wonderful. Emily, thank you so much for giving us your time. I'm hoping we've got time to record another one. But in the meantime, where can people find you?
Oh, Why This Film Podcast has been resurrected under the name In a Barbie World, because we are actually going through all of the Barbie movies at the moment. And
lovely.
They are fantastic. So if you just type in Why This Film Podcast or In a Barbie World Podcast, you should be able to find me all across the internet.
Ben, samesies.
I don't do podcasts.
You're a fucking idiot.
This is
You're
a podcast.
Doing one now.
This is a podcast. I'm on Instagram, Spike Pearson, PIERSON. I'll do lots of food stuff, and I'll put lots of bird feeders in my garden.
Wow.
So,
for the birds?
Instead of just staring out the window with existential dread, I can look at birds.
With existential dread.
With existential dread. To fly.
To flee.
I wish someone would leave me sewage balls.
I've got you a malted balls connection.
Ooh,
same shape, different thing.
So, there's me doing stuff and eating food and cooking food and possibly some blurry pictures of a pigeon or two.
Lovely.
Yeah. Are the pigeons...
I need money for a new phone.
Patreon.com/ Benphone.
No, no, Conversation Hat. Conversation Hat.
Benphone.org.
No, that's someone
Get him a mobile.biz. /gov.
This is why I don't have any money.
I work in marketing. You've got to trust me. This is how we do it.
Liam, where are you online?
I am at LT Guitarist on most of the places. Threads is all right. It's better than Zitter.
Good. It's not difficult.
Most things are, yeah. Yes,
that's true. And you can go on, you can go on Threads without funding dickheads in space, but I can't imagine. Zuckerberg's just doing the smart thing and being very quiet.
Because he has no social
skills. Good? I didn't go over onto Threads at all.
I'm a fan. I like it. Better. It's definitely better. Which is not...
I only ever used to use Twitter to complain to big companies. Oh, you've charged me twice for a bottle of rum, Tesco's. Oh, well, we don't keep our CCTV or anything like that, so you're fucked. And then you go on Twitter and go, Tesco's, what the fuck? And I go, sorry about that.
And then you'll be followed
And then they sent me £14 and a little gift voucher, so I went and bought myself another bottle of rum.
And then you get followed by up to 40 OnlyFans pages as well, which is great. Except they're bots and they're not real. None of it's real. LT Guitarist for feet pics. Fuck it. Gotta buy my friend a phone. Feetpics.gov.
I have a friend.
I have feet. How many? Find out after this. Patreon.com/conversation app for all your
foot fetish needs.
Feet needs.
Yeah, for all your feet needs.
Feeds.
Feet needs. Feeds. Oh, that's why they call it a...
There we go. Still coming full circle.
The internet makes sense, finally. At Cover Hat Podcast for videos of the podcast, what would be great is if you could go and click all the like buttons so we feel like we're doing something right. This was great. I'm going to press stop.
Goodbye, everyone.